It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Jonathan Abeles and Alice Appleton, co-founders of Clearer Healthcare. Jonathan and Alice, how are you both?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to talk to you. First of all, Clearer Healthcare, a new tech business here in MK. Give us a bit of an overview of what it is, first of all, and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So Clearer is we're both doctors. It's a doctor-founded business, and we're on a mission to improve communication between hospital boards and patient families. So we want to make sure that every relative is kept updated and no longer have to spend hours at a time sitting on the phone to hospital wards waiting for someone to answer and not knowing what's going on with their family member who's in hospital. And to do this, we've created a messaging service that allows doctors, nurses, therapists all on the wards to send simple updates digitally to relatives. So for example, when they move wards, they're getting a notification of that move, letting them know how they're doing that day, whether they've eaten breakfast, you know, all of that sort of stuff, what the discharge plans are. And we've really done that because we feel that a lack of information leads to so much anxiety and so much frustration. And we think that's completely avoidable. So we're hoping that we've created the solution to that.
It's a brilliant idea and something that everyone listening will be able to relate to as well. Everyone's been in that situation where you know someone in hospital, you're wondering how they're doing, but you don't want to constantly ring and hassle the staff, or you don't want to be constantly, you know, trying to check in on them. So
exactly.
Just having a system where you can just get regular updates, I imagine, would put so many people's minds at ease.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're hoping for. And I think it's definitely true that everyone that we've spoken to has an experience of this problem. And it's just an epidemic of poor communication across the country, really.
Sure. So let's talk about how it works then. First, from the hospital side or from the healthcare side, obviously, we know doctors are very busy and overworked. How do they go about updating this?
So at the moment, as Alice mentioned, we're both doctors. In our experience, we would go down the list and we would often spend hours contacting family members, talking to family members. And when you do eventually manage to get through to them, you so often find that the frustration in their voice as they've spent hours trying to get through to you.
Sure.
And you update them and you spend time doing that and you put them at ease. And then often 10 minutes later, you might get a call from another family member who hasn't spoken to the first family member. And this entire cycle starts again. And not only is that really inefficient, but that it's also really unfair. If you live far away, if you speak a different language, if you have a disability, work full time, you're less likely to be able to get updates in the current system, which we just didn't find acceptable.
Yeah.
So what we've created is a web application. And as you mentioned, doctors and healthcare staff are really, really busy. So we wanted to, instead of going down a list and often spending hours doing this, we wanted to replace some of that work by being able to do it in seconds. So you can go down your patients, you can send messages to the entire family, as well as the patient, including them in that update, in a matter of seconds. And we want to make sure that that can save time for the really important conversations and direct clinical care of the patient. So we've designed it in a way that you could sort of go down your list while you're on a ward round or a board round in the morning and get this job done in seconds rather than at times hours.
It's a brilliant idea. So doctors could update the family in real time while they're still with the patient, potentially.
Exactly. And we're also looking at automating the parts of this that could be automated. For example, when a patient moves wards, for example, you don't necessarily need someone at the end of the phone telling you that.
Yep.
That's quite time consuming. So we're looking at automating the parts that can be automated, again, leaving time for the really important stuff.
And from the family member's perspective, is it an app that they would download? How do they subscribe to the right data from the right patient?
It's a really good question. So we want to make this as fair as possible. We know that not everyone can use an app. We know that not everyone even has a smartphone.
Yep.
So the base level of this is done by a text message, because the vast majority of people can receive a text message or know someone who can and can relay that message to them. Building on from that, we think we can offer a lot more functionality by having an app on top of that. So you can have things like, I spoke about the automation, you could potentially have multimedia messaging, photos, etc. And a lot more possibilities of how we can add value to both hospitals and patient families. But we wanted to make really, really sure that everyone's included at the base level, which is why we've started off with text messaging.
So it could be as simple as a family member providing their phone number, the hospital input it alongside a patient, and then they'll receive all the updates for that patient.
That's it. Yeah.
It's a genius idea, and it's almost amazing it doesn't already exist.
Yeah, we hear that a lot, and it doesn't exist at the moment. We agree. We're surprised that it doesn't exist, but someone's got to do it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you are. So, where are you up to with setting it up or rolling it out?
So at the moment we are. We have created our app, and it's being tested in a sort of pilot location in some rehab facilities, which is going really well and really exciting. But what we're doing, and this is where the MK Tech Fund has come in really and been incredibly useful for us, is that we're now sort of launching our marketing drive and trying to get it into facilities and get our names out there and the word out about what we're doing. So we're ready now to get it into the hands of customers and try and get some evidence that it's helping and get some good data showing that what we're doing is improving the patient experience and improving the family experience and obviously the healthcare experience as well. So that's kind of our where we're at the moment.
So that's the next step. Congratulations on receiving the MK Tech Fund.
You
definitely sound like a fantastic beneficiary. So you're going to be using that money to market this and to get it into healthcare institutions.
Absolutely. So the tech fund prize was really, really helpful for the bit of the business that we're at, because as Alice was saying, we've managed to build the product, but actually the step then to getting it out there is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
And there's a few aspects to that. The first one is being able to know that you have the right product and talk to the right people and make sure that you've done it in the right way. So that's one thing that we're using the money for, but also to then have those first customers costs money. You need to make slight changes to the tech, you need to do contracts, etc. So the money from Milton Keynes Council is really, really helping towards that. And actually, they've already put us in contact with people from the local hospital and potentially other local healthcare sources where we might be able to partner and take that forward. So it's not just the money, although that was really, really helpful. We went to Milton Keynes almost the day after and met a lot of the people there and are already having really, really helpful conversations in terms of rolling it out in Milton Keynes, which is great for us.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, it's a brilliant idea. Thank you so much for filling us in on where you're up to so far. And we very much look forward to seeing your success over the coming years as well.
Jonathan and Alice
from Clearer Healthcare. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you
so much. Great to speak to you.
Great to speak to you.